is gone, but the orchard is there, subhanallah. So during the season is gone, it has to go. But what has he got with him? And that is how we are supposed to look back when we see as Ramadan is leaving, we got so many things with us, inshallah. Now the question arises, for some people Ramadan came and went, they didn't even know it happened. That's a non-event for them. They slept through a revolution, as we'll say. For some people, they say, phew, it's over. Last night people were waiting. Can't we find a moon from somewhere? And there are some people, subhanallah, they say, we've got Ramadan, we've got all these gifts with us, we've cultivated our orchard, mashallah. What do we do with it now? What now? Do we just leave it? Do we just let the gifts lie in the house and become dusty and become broken and become thrown about here, there, and everywhere else? Do we throw the gifts away? Oh, the fellow in the orchard, does he just leave his orchard like that, unguarded, that the insects and the creatures and the wild beasts and the criminals all come and they start running havoc and they make a mess of his orchard? No, my respected friends and brothers. Now is the time for us to think, all what I have acquired, how am I going to use it for the way ahead? How am I going to use these beautiful blessings which this honorable guest, Ramadan, has left and went away? And inshallah, if we are alive, it will come back next year again. But now we are talking about focusing on how best to move forward with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us in the month of Ramadan. And foremost, what we have to do is remember that we were asking Allah ta'ala repeatedly for forgiveness in our collective du'as, in our individual du'as, at the time of Sihri, Iftar, whoever was doing whatever Allah gave opportunity to get up for tahajjud salah, we were doing all these things. And we were doing such actions that automatically were causing our sins to be forgiven. So this aspect of tawbah and forgiveness, repentance and forgiveness, is not something that's restricted and confined to one period of our life, only to Ramadan. This is a thing that is supposed to be part and parcel of our whole life. It is not only for, you know, Ramadan, and after that, no, you can't ask forgiveness. No, forgiveness is a thing we are continuously supposed to ask. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, there are so many ahadith and there are so many verses of the Quran that are mentioned and that emphasize this aspect of forgiveness and repentance, that if a person looks, he will actually think, after iman, this is the most important thing. After iman, this is the most important thing. And really, if we have got iman, but if our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not good, if it is bad and if it is broken and we are not making peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever ways we have been disobeying and sinning against him despite all his blessings upon us, then really, my respected friends and brothers, we have neglected ourselves very, very greatly. So what we are saying is that the aspect of tawbah and forgiveness is something that was taught to us. It was one of the blessings that was given to us in the month of Ramadan, and we continue using it after Ramadan also. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that all of you, O believers, should make tawbah and turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one of the gifts that we have received. Then with that also, my brothers, we know that when we are making dua, everyone was making dua, again, individually and collectively in our different times, begging and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever our issues were, whatever our difficulties, problems were, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have built in ourselves such a link through dua, which is the most important link between man and a creator. It is the weapon of a believer, my respected friends and brothers. It is the capital of a believer. It is the most important link. It is a thing where a person links up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in less than a split of a second when he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is also that something that was given to us in the month of Ramadan, where we trained ourselves to turn to Allah ta'ala. And what dua can do, my brothers, nothing else can do. No wealth, no property, no strategy, no politician, no position, no anything, except dua will get us in such a place which none of these things can get. They will all fail. So alhamdulillah, there's another blessing which Ramadan has left with us. And we know that duas are accepted at all different times, so we don't lose out on that opportunity also. And there's a lot of noise in the back again there. Can somebody just discipline the children there and ask them to be quiet? Too much of noise there in the back. Those fellows sitting on the stairs there, can you come down? Stop making noise there. Jazakallah. Then, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked the believers, and this has happened in Ramadan, the revival, and the rejuvenation of our iman. Definitely, my brothers, iman was and is increased in Ramadan. So Ramadan is gone, but our imani levels undoubtedly have been raised in different ways. With our consciousness with Allah Ta'ala, with the various deeds that we do, deeds actually make our iman go very much more stronger and brighter. So we have got that iman with us that has now been strengthened. And iman is not a thing that once we acquire it, you know, it will just stay like static and in one level. No, my brothers. Iman fluctuates. This is something we have to understand. Iman goes up and down. Like we all got our batteries in our motor car gauges. We see how the petrol is going down and we see how it's coming up when you fill up. When we see our batteries, the level, to 4 bars and 3 bars and 2 bars and then no bars. So we find that our battery also runs down. So alhamdulillah, when we have been doing various acts, our iman has been getting stronger and being revived. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba, jaddidu imanakum. Revive and renew your iman. So the Sahaba asked, كيف نجدد إيماننا يا رسول الله? How must we strengthen and make our iman strong? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by reciting La ilaha illallah. So that is one of the things that we have been doing, mashallah. We're reading right in the first week. You also read in the Kitab, in the Fazail Amal, we mentioned also somewhere that one of the things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says you must do in abundance in the month of Ramadan is increase the recitation of La ilaha illallah. Two things was mentioned. One was make a lot of istighfar, forgiveness, and the other thing was La ilaha illallah. So by continuously reading La ilaha illallah, the iman gets strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers. He says, have the time not come for the believers. أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts become fearful and connected and conscious of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that what Allah ta'ala has revealed. From the truth. Is it not time for the believers to strengthen their iman? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the people of iman to strengthen their iman through these things. Or else what will happen is Allah says, it mustn't happen you become like the people of the book, the Ahl al-Kitab. What happened to them? A period passed over them. Their iman was static and their iman went away. And the iman disappeared after a while. Their hearts became hard. Allah says, كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. There was no recharging of the battery taking place. There wasn't opportunities and occasions for them where they could reconnect to Allah, where they could repent, and where they could do such deeds so that they could get charged up. Allah is talking about them here, and there's a lesson for us here. So if anybody's heart feels that, you know, I was bad in the past few months, I was not correct, I was not doing whatever, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry, yeah, Ramadan has come, and with Ramadan you have renewed your iman, mashallah. Allah says, i'lamu, know, anna Allah yuhyil arda. Immediately after this ayat, Allah says that Allah ta'ala revives the ground after it has died. You know, when the rain comes down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after talking of the hardening of the hearts, He gives hope. So if anybody feels that, you know, I wasted away my life, I didn't do good enough, then alhamdulillah, this was that season where the rain of rahmat came down upon us, where we were involved in the environment of the masjid and at home, tilawat of Quran, fasting, making extra nafil namazas, making extra tasbih, whatever it might be. And what happened to the dead earth? Allah says, yuhyil arda ba'da mawtiha, He gives life to earth after that thing has died. So there's a great amount of hope here in this particular verse. And this is also something, my brother, is a gift of iman, that the gift of Ramadan, we are at all times conscious and we are involved in the effort of making our iman stronger. At all times, the various ibadat that we have made, and over and above that, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the movement for the revival of iman. Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi said that my work that I'm doing, it got no name, but if it had a name, it will be the movement for the revival of the iman, my respected brothers. So the iman, alhamdulillah, is revived, and it has to be revived, and if we are sleeping, we're not aware, then Allah Ta'ala says it gets down, goes away, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the hearts become hard, then any Molana from whichever part of this heaven can come and give a lecture also, it's not going to make a difference. We'll read the Quran, it's not going to make a difference. We'll see situations, we'll see eye-opening situations in front of us that are supposed to serve as a lesson. Not going to make a difference. We won't take a lesson and we'll be in a state of ghafil. Ghafil are those that are heedless, and the next thing they are gone and they find themselves in a major crisis when their eyes close. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So there is the other thing that we are supposed to be doing, keeping our iman charged up. This is what Ramadan left for us, one of the gifts. And then my brothers, Alhamdulillah, this is something from Allah Ta'ala's side, that we were so punctual with our ibadat. People in Ramadan make sure that they are in the masjid, and even if they somehow cannot make their faraz somewhere, they will make sure they keep up their faraiz. People become very conscious about the sunnah, and they're staying in Taraweeh, for example, is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and lots of other sunnah, including the very famous sunnah of breaking the fast with kajur, which is also a sunnah, we all know about that. Now we must keep up all other sunnahs also. There are lots of other sunnahs. So the month of Ramadan has actually given us the opportunity where it has created a consciousness in our minds, in our heart, and put us to the practice of strengthening our commitment to our ibadat. And it must not end there. These 20 rakats of Taraweeh that we are performing, my respected friends and brothers, it creates in our heart and in our system the love for standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so enviable when we hear of some people that they are reading nafil namaz upon nafil salah, and they are doing, you know, making tilawat of Quran in their nafil salah. So if that thing can be kept up, the Taraweeh has trained us that we can also now be more punctual on our fara'is. And then my brothers, you know, to get up for sahri is not easy for most of the people. It is a difficult thing. And we got up, alhamdulillah, for sahri, which is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that sunnah has actually put in our system, and many people, they say they do this, they read their tahajjud salah at that time. Oh, you know, tawfiq of tahajjud. So if this gift of tahajjud has been left with us, the gift of being able to get up at the time of the morning, just before Fajr time comes in, let us make sure we don't let it go away. We set a record, we set a practice for ourselves, so it is another gift of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, that has been left with us. Get up for tahajjud, really, my brothers, it is the act of the salihin, the pious people. Allah Ta'ala says regarding those people, Allah make us from among those who can do it with punctuality. Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِ, that no soul can ever imagine. And no eye can see, no one can ever understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored away for those people who are punctual on getting up for tahajjud salah. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. It is a reward and a gift to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then my respected friends and brothers, all other spiritual conditions that we have been talking about, we had our program before iftar, and you also made reference after the Taraweeh also about certain spiritual sicknesses and spiritual maladies that normally afflict people. And those spiritual sicknesses, whether it is love of the worldly things, love of the material things, whether it is passion, whether it is lust, whether it is hatred, jealousy, malice, pride, arrogance, all these things, anger, big one we spoke about, anger, all these things, they corrupt the heart to such an extent that they can actually sever the relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are serious sicknesses. So alhamdulillah, Ramadan trained us, especially the anger aspect, we are taught that we must be in control of it. So alhamdulillah, we must be aware of all these things, the casting of the gaze, lustful gazes in haram places and places where we are not supposed to be looking. The fast told us, watch out, we are fasting, don't go and make a mess of your fast. So alhamdulillah, we are now going to keep that fast, the roza of the eyes, not looking in haram places, the roza of the ears, the fasting of the ears and so forth. So all these things have been part of the gifts that have been given to us in the month of Ramadan and which we are supposed to keep up. And amongst others, one we'll conclude on is this, that Ramadan, we know, is the month of sympathizing with the less fortunate. So people, alhamdulillah, took out their zakat. People over and above that did a lot of nafil khairat and sadaqah, wherever they had done. And when Ramadan is over, it doesn't mean now it's gone. Ramadan is gone. It's left one very important gift with us. There is so much of emphasis in the Quran, in the hadith, on this aspect of taking care, looking after the welfare of those that are downtrodden, those that are less fortunate, those that are disadvantaged locally or internationally, wherever it is, when we come to know about people's conditions. And obviously, we can't go and give them a whole house, or we're not in that position. But the fact that we can give our little bit towards whatever is being done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah ta'ala says your efforts are appreciated and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in whichever way we can still be concerned about the welfare of those that are poor, downtrodden, we sympathize with them, and we go out of our way in whichever little way we can. That is also one of the great, great gifts which this month, this guest of Ramadan has left with us, amongst the various other gifts. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the real joy of the day of Eid, the real joy of the end of Ramadan is this, that we got so many gifts with us around here that we are now excitedly going to ask ourselves which box I must open first and how am I going to use these gifts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة خير على الفلاح خير على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وفقنا لتكميل عدة رمضان ونكبره على ما هدانا لخلال الإسلام والإيمان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد آن انقضاء شهر الصبر وإزلال يوم الفطر لهما طاعة وأعمال لا تحتمل الغفلة عنها والإمهال منها التلافي لما فرط منا في هذه الأيام لئلا ترغم أنوفنا كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انسلخ قبل أن يغفر له ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب ومنها صدقة الفطر فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صاع من بر أو قمح عن اثنين صغير أو كبير أو حر أو عبد ذكر أو أنثى إلى آخر الحديث كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى إلى المصلى فأول شيء يبدأ به الصلاة ثم ينصرف فيقوم مقابل الناس والناس جلوس على صفوفهم فيعظهم ويصيهم ويأمرهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جهد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الخلائق والبشر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه مصابيح الغرر عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى من سماع اللغو وفضول الخبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة لقدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من برية جنه وإنسه فقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه خصوصا منهم ذي الأسر الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى ولديه السيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها، وعلى عميه المكرمين بين الناس المطهرين من الدنس والأرجاس أبي أمارة الحمزة وأبي الفاضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اغذل الكفرة والمشركين، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة سائر بلدان المسلمين، واكتب اللهم الستر والسلامة والعافية علينا وعلى عبيدك الحجاج والغزاة والدعاة والمسافرين والمجاهدين في برك وبحرك وفي جوك من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten our lines and stand shoulder to shoulder. Sure there are no gaps in between. Brothers are reminded, inshallah, the Eid lecture will start at 8 o'clock. Salah will commence at 20 past 8.